Chapter 5. Mr. Bingley Departs. Some days later, Jane received a letter from Miss Bingley. Elizabeth watched her sister reading it and noticed how her expression changed as she did. Soon, Jane invited Elizabeth to follow her upstairs. When they entered their room upstairs, Jane, taking out the letter, said, "This is from Caroline Bingley. They have all left Netherfield and are on their way to London. She says they have no plans to return, although she will miss me and try to keep in touch. I must say that I am very surprised at this sudden departure." Elizabeth saw no reason to think that Mr. Bingley would not return. However, she, for one, was not sorry for the loss of Miss Bingley or Mrs. Hurst. Hearing this, Jane replied that the letter specifically said that Mr. Bingley would not be returning. She read aloud from the letter. "When my brother left us yesterday, he thought that his business in London would only take 3 or 4 days. However, we are certain it will take longer, and we are sure that once he gets to town, he will be in no hurry to leave it again. So we have decided to follow him so that he will not be lonely. I wish that you could join us, but I know it is not realistic. I do hope you have a wonderful Christmas in Hertfordshire." "It is evident by this," added Jane, "that he will not be back this winter. It is only evident that Miss Bingley does not think that he should." "He is his own master, but you do not know all. Listen to this," said Jane as she continued to read from the letter. "Mr. Darcy is impatient to see his sister, and, to tell the truth, we are no less eager. Georgiana Darcy has no equal for beauty, elegance, and accomplishments. My sister and I hope that she will one day be our sister. My brother admires her greatly already. He will have many opportunities to get to know her now. Both families very much want the marriage to happen." "What do you think of that?" asked Jane as she finished it. "Is it not clear enough? Does it not expressly declare that Caroline neither expects nor wishes me to be her sister? That she is perfectly convinced of her brother's indifference? Can there be any other opinion on the subject?" "Yes, there can. Indeed, mine is totally different. Will you hear it?" asked Elizabeth. "Certainly. You shall have it in a few words. Miss Bingley sees that her brother is in love with you. She wants him to marry Miss Darcy. She is following him to town in the hope of keeping him there. At the same time, she is trying to persuade you that he does not care about you." Jane shook her head in disbelief. "Indeed, Jane, you ought to believe me. No one who has ever seen the two of you together can doubt his affection. Miss Bingley, I am sure, cannot. But the case is this. We are not rich enough nor grand enough for them. She wants to get Miss Darcy for her brother because she wants to marry Mr. Darcy. She likely thinks that when there has been one marriage in the family, she may have less trouble in achieving a second. But, Jane, you cannot really believe Miss Bingley. Just because she says her brother admires Miss Darcy, it does not mean that he admires you less. Nor can you think that she can persuade him that, instead of being in love with you, he is very much in love with her friend." "If we thought alike of Miss Bingley," replied Jane, "your opinion of all this might comfort me. But I know her to be an honest person. My only hope is that she is wrong." Miss Bingley's next letter put an end to that hope. Her very first sentence conveyed the assurance of their being all settled in London for the winter. Miss Bingley also sent her brother's regret at not having had time to pay his respects to his friends in Hertfordshire before he left the country. As Christmas approached, the Bennets were visited by the Gardiners, Mrs. Bennet's brother and his wife. Mr. Gardiner was a gentleman. He was greatly superior to his sister in both his nature and his education. The Netherfield ladies would have had difficulty in believing that a man who worked for a living could have been so well-mannered and agreeable. Mrs. Gardiner, who was several years younger than Mrs. Bennet, was a likable, intelligent, elegant woman. She was a great favorite with all her nieces. After discussing with Elizabeth what had passed with Jane and Mr. Bingley, Mrs. Gardiner had an idea. Do you think Jane would like to go back with us to London? A change of scene might help. Elizabeth was very pleased with this proposal and was sure Jane would agree. I hope, added Mrs. Gardiner, that the idea of being able to see this young man will not influence her. We live in such a different part of town, and all our connections are so different. It is very improbable that they should meet at all, unless he really comes to see her. That is quite impossible, for he is now under the charge of his friend, Mr. Darcy. Mr. Darcy would not allow it, and Mr. Bingley does nothing without his friend's permission, said Elizabeth. So much the better. I hope they will not meet at all. But does Jane not keep in touch with his sister? She will not be able to help calling. She will drop the friendship entirely. Jane accepted her aunt's invitation with pleasure and went to London with them a week later. 4 weeks passed in London, and Jane saw nothing of Mr. Bingley. While Jane had thought that Miss Bingley was her friend, she could deceive herself no longer. The lady did not respond to her letters and visited her only once throughout the month. After the visit, Jane resolved she would not write her again.